Christians made a difference. Today we are looking at the life of one of Australia's explorers of the 19th century. He has had a highway, a mountain, a suburb, and an electoral district named after him, along with a school and a street. He is John McDowell Stuart. He and his expedition party were the first to find a usable path from the south to the north of Australia. Stuart was born on 7th of September 1815 at Dysart in Fife, Scotland. He was the son of William Stuart, an army captain, and his wife Mary. He was educated at the Scottish Naval and Military Academy, Edinburgh. In 1838, he decided to migrate to South Australia, arriving in January 1839, 2 years after the founding of the colony. He joined the Government Survey Department. In 1844, he accompanied Charles Sturt on his attempt to reach Central Australia as a draftsman. This was an excellent preparation for his own life's work. Stuart himself made three attempts to reach the centre of Australia. On his first expedition, he discovered 40,000 square miles of possible sheep country available at minimal cost. He gave his diary and maps to the South Australian government and was granted a lease of 1,000 square miles of the new country. Then, on his fourth exploration, he achieved his heart's desire. On 23rd April 1860, he placed the British flag on Central Mount Stuart in the centre of Australia. The flag, he said, was a sign to the natives that the dawn of liberty, civilization, and Christianity was about to break on them. But Stuart's most significant contribution was his discovery of a practical route from the south to the north of the continent in 1861 to 1862. Although Burke and Wills had been the first to cross from south to north, their route was not usable except in a very wet season. Stuart was the first to discover an all-season route, which was later used for the Overland Telegraph from Adelaide to Darwin. He made two attempts before succeeding. His successful expedition was made with horses, while Burke and Wills had used camels. Stuart believed that the secret to successful exploration was to travel fast and avoid the delays and complications that always attend a large supply train. Stuart's party managed the trip north and returned along the same route without loss of life. The return journey of 3,400 kilometres rates as one of the greatest feats of survival in Australian-European exploration. He arrived back in Adelaide on 17th December 1862. Then, on a public holiday on 21st of January 1863, crowds lined the Adelaide streets and banners were strung from buildings in his honour. The South Australian government awarded him £2,000 and his party received £1,500 between them. Stuart was a man of great courage who possessed a fierce determination which overrode any thought of personal comfort. He was able to endure privations, many years of hard conditions combined with malnutrition, scurvy, trachoma and other illnesses rendered him practically blind, in pain and in such poor health that he spent 900 kilometres of the return journey of his last expedition being carried on a litter between two horses. He never recovered his health. He prepared his diaries for publication and returned to Britain, where he died 2 years later. He was a great leader, and his concern and respect for his fellow expedition members was reciprocated. He also had a concern and understanding of the Aboriginal people well beyond other explorers and white settlers, and he understood and cared for his horses and knew their limits and ability to move quickly through the land and how far each type could survive without water. Stuart, like his predecessor, Charles Sturt, acknowledged his reliance on God. One of his journal entries read, "The sky is overcast and I trust that Providence will send us rain in the morning." And another entry said, "About an hour before sundown they arrived at the water without any more losses, for which I sincerely thank God." Other excerpts from Stuart's journals also give an indication of the inner source of his strength. When the party reached the Indian Ocean, he wrote, "Thus have I, through the instrumentality of divine providence, been led to accomplish the great object of the expedition. Following the long return trip south to Adelaide, Stuart noted, "I sincerely thank the almighty discoverer of events that he, in his infinite goodness and mercy, gave me strength and courage and has kindly permitted me to live yet a little longer." After his successful last expedition, Stuart never recovered his health. He prepared his diaries for publication and returned to Britain in 1864, where he died 2 years later at the age of 50. He had spent half his life in South Australia, which he called his adopted country. His persistence and character made him a great explorer and leader. He was a Christian man of faith who always acknowledged God's help and protection. Christians, man.